السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولا ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الجزاء وبعد. فقد قال الله تعالى بقول بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان إلى آخر الآية، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We thank and praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His bounties, His blessings and His favors, and peace and salutations upon our noble leader, our master and our guide, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent His rahmatul lil alameen. And that mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in the teachings, the life and the way of our beloved alayhi salatu wa salam, and upon His companions and all His family members. Brothers in Islam, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us on this particular Friday by making this the first of Ramadan for us local people here. So we're having Jumu'ah today and we're having the first of Ramadan also. So despite all the confusion, it turned out to be a blessed and auspicious day from two sides, from two angles. Sadly and unfortunately, neither me or you will ever understand the value of a single day of the month of Ramadan. If you want to know the value of one day of Ramadan, then we will have to leave this world in order to see it. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, beautifully describing this month, he says that, لو قيل لأهل القبور, if it were to be said to the inhabitants of the grave, if you go to any graveyard now and you ask them, tamannaw, you tell them that desire and wish anything. Just go to any graveyard and ask any of its occupants that please, what is your desire? What do you wish? What do you want us to execute? What would you like to see? As a living person, the list is quite long because there's many things you would like to see. Your family, your wife, your children, your wealth, whatever it is. He says that لو قيل لهم تمنوا لتمنوا يَوْمًا مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. He says that if it was told to the people of the grave that desire, they would only desire for a single day of the month of Ramadan. Just one day, brothers, not the entire month. Not the entire month. Just one day of the month of Ramadan, that would be the wish and the desire of every deceased person, Muslim, that has left this world. That's why I say, me and you, we can never put value and attach value to this particular month, because we are still alive. We will only see its full reward and bounties and blessings after our demise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it hidden from us. And it is, in fact, it is the longest ibadah, because it starts from when? From sunrise. Before sunrise in the morning until sunset. So it's the longest ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And as such, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows what will be the reward of every single fasting person. You know, other things we've read about, that we'll get this reward and that reward and that reward. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَصَوْمُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجَزِي بِهِ, that fasting is for me and I will reward accordingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward accordingly. So everyone sitting here and those listening, your reward is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that value also, we cannot attach a value to that. There's many things we can attach value to in life, but we cannot attach value to certain things, because we cannot understand how important it is in Islam and how important it is in the Muslim community. Two things I want to speak about today, brothers. This is one aspect of it. If you want to know the value, then you have to go to one beautiful short hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said that ittaqun nara. He says that fear the fire of Jahannam. Fear that you may be of its inhabitants. You may be of the people that will enter there one day. And he says that fear the fire, even if you give what? Wala bi shiqqi tamratin. Wala bi shiqqi tamra. Fear the fire of Jahannam, even if you offer a piece of date. A piece of date. We hardly want to shake hands with one another. If a person comes and break off a piece of date, the first question going through your mind is, this guy wash his hands? No, this is the type of people that you are. We'll think about safety hazards and this and that and viruses and all these other things out there, instead of thinking that what this person is actually offering. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give us an understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's extreme kindness and mercy, he said, ittaqun nara, that fear the fire of Jahannam, not by performing multiple umras, not by performing multiple hajj, not by building masajid and all of this. You can fear the fire of Jahannam, which in literally means that you will have guaranteed entry into Jannah, the size, minimum, 10 times of this world that you are living in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give you, as a Muslim, for breaking off a piece of date and giving that as charity. A piece of date, brothers, not a box of ajwa. We're speaking about a piece of date. Can you attach value to that? You cannot. Because property is expensive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, based on your ikhlas and sincerity, 10 times the circumference of this world in space and place, just for offering that. And that is what Ramadan is about. That sacrificing your luxuries, feeling what the hungry, feeling what the needy, feeling what the poor, what they go through, you have to sacrifice in order so that there can be a balance in your life. That is one aspect. Number two, this is also the month of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of all the months, and this is the only month that is mentioned in the Quran by name, of all the months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have chosen this particular month. But it is not the month of mere recitation of the glorious Quran. It is the month whereby we should be aware and conscientize ourselves that Allah has chosen this particular month. He chose a specific angel to send down this revelation upon the heart of a specific being called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in this specific month, brothers. In this particular book, we've reduced only to a recitation in most cases. Defending this book, protecting the book, making it your constitution, those are aspects that we rather differ, or we simply choose to ignore. People are out there desecrating the Quran. One lunatic even went to the UK the other day to burn the Quran. You know, if Allah doesn't guide him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throw him in the fire of Jahannam. That is our dua. Ya Allah, either guide him or put him into the fire of Jahannam. He's desecrating the Quran, and the ulama of UK, they can't make a noise. The ulama of South Africa speaking, the ulama of UK, because they're scared of the government. The book of Allah, Kalamullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he's a protector of the book. But yet, we, our constitution, when it comes to constitution, then we look in other than the book of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire life of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala was this book. They kept it free from distortion. They kept it free and they protected it from the interpretation by individuals and groups and organizations and bodies and whatever out there, so that it should not be distorted. It should be read as it ought to be read and practiced upon as taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What service have we rendered for this glorious book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What service are we giving? What rights are we giving to the, or haq, hukuk, are we giving to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we allow deviates, if we allow people to distort and change and alter its meanings, if we allow people to discard its constitution, throw away its glorious message, and implement other kufr policies and things, then what have we done with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it then not a right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ignore our du'as, to ignore our pleas, to ignore our calls, to ignore our begging for his help and assistance and protection? Why? Because we are following and walking a similar path what the Yahud are doing. Nabadhu wa ra'adhurim. They took the book that was revealed to them. They threw it behind their backs, literally. They took it and threw it behind their backs. And we, the ummah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the month of Ramadan, it will be taken off the shelf. It will be dusted off. And immediately, each time, it will be placed back into the shelf. See now. This is what we think of the glorious book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you tell people, they will tell you that that is the message of the Quran, but this is not Makkah. We cannot practice upon this year. Then how are we going to institute the constitution that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? How are you going to doubt a book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La rayba fi, there's no doubt in there. If the Quran does not become your life, brothers, and if you reduce it to mere recitation in the month of Ramadan, then you've lost out completely the true meaning of the month of Ramadan. You've lost the essence of fasting. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. When He said that you should become muttaqeen. That's the objective of fasting. How are you going to become a muttaqi, a God-fearing person, if you don't understand the message of the glorious Quran? It is for every time, for every space, for every race. It is there from its inception until Qiyamu Sa'ah, until that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs this earth to give off its final shake. It will remain there, undisputed. But the onus is upon the Muslim Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you people have to live. We have to live and act according, and until that becomes us in our lifestyle, then we have a complete different understanding of what the true Islam is. We will not have taqwa, brothers. You know what is taqwa? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the son of the famous Sahabi, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, one day he saw, he was with a group of others, and he saw this one shepherd coming with his flock of sheep, you know. فَرَادَ أَنْ يَخْتَبِرَهُ, he wanted to test him. And it was, the heat was so, it was scorching, it was so hot, like it is normally on Arafah day, 40 something degrees. It was almost impossible for a human being to fast on that particular day. But this Bedouin, this shepherd, he was fasting. And Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he called him, he said, come here. I want to talk to you. I have a business proposal for you. That who does this sheep belong to? He says, it belongs to its owner. I'm only its custodian. I'm only the protector. I'm only the overseer. I'm only looking after it. That is my job. He says, will you sit down and partake some of the meals and goodies that we have? فَقَالَ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ, he says, no, I'm fasting. He says, you're fasting in this heat? Are you fasting in this heat? It's almost humanly impossible for a person to fast. So that means temperatures were soaring, brothers. We complaining when it rains, we complaining. This was a slave who was looking after the sheep of his master. He did not even have freedom. But he was there, ready to serve. He says, yes, I'm fasting. Then Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he tells him, he says, okay, no problem. That sell me one of that sheep. He says, it doesn't belong to me. He says, no problem, man. That sell one, I will give you the price, whatever you want. He's testing him, you know. And then you go and you concoct a story. You tell your boss, this is what happened. Ja'a dhi'bu fa'akala sha'atan. One wolf came and stole a sheep. One thing came, one animal came and it stole a sheep. You tell him whatever you want. At the end of the day, you will have the money. This person in a fasting state, brothers, this is taqwa. This is looking after the kalam of Allah. This is protecting the book, the Quran, your constitution, my constitution. This person, a slave. A slave in the literal sense and a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said it on the radio just now. That Allah put together all these things. You will eat at this time. You will break a fast at this time. You will read salah. You will get this. All of that just so that we at the end of Ramadan can be stamped with the stamp of being a slave. Meaning you are owned. So this person understood. He was owned by a human being. And he's owned by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of taking the offer, whatever offer Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu made to him, his first response is, and this is what we should do when it comes to matters of Quran, when it comes to matters of our creed, our aqidah, our religion, when it comes to protecting the message of the glorious Quran from innovators, from people who want to distort it, from people who are selling us out. Listen to the words of the slave. He says, you offering all of this to me? Abdullah ibn Umar says, yes. He says, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ Where is Allah? He's asking a companion, not any companion, a companion that was the closest to Rasulullah ﷺ in appearance and in sunnah. He's asking him one question. أَيْنَ اللَّهِ If I do this, where is Allah? Isn't Allah watching me? Isn't Allah listening to our discussion and conversation, our plotting and planning? Isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listening in and seeing how you want to deceive? Allah ordered us to be honest. We are dishonest. Allah ordered us to be just in our dealings. We are being going against all of the messages of the Quran. Ayn Allah. Ya Rajul. He's asking him, tell me, where is Allah? He's testing his iman. Abdullah bin Umar is testing his iman. And the slave is responding in this manner. Show me where is Allah. Abdullah bin Umar says, at that time, when he responded to me, so before we sin, before we follow our whims and desires, before we align ourselves with any group in any jama'ah, they'd always ask yourself the question, for who and where is Allah? Ayn Allah. Your life will become much more comfortable. You'll have much more contentment. Your worries will become less because you understand that you are monitored, watched by the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. If you cannot deal with surveillance now, and you cannot deal with surveillance in Saudi Arabia being monitored like a terrorist and a crook, once you enter and exit, and all these apps and all these funny things, if you cannot deal with surveillance that will happen in South Africa soon, then you have to deal with the fact that you are being surveyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. We forget about these things sometimes because we insan. Shaitan makes us forget about this. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala admiring how the slave is protecting the message of the Quran from distortion, from tampering, from misinterpretation, from pleasing crowds and becoming crowd pleasers and all of these funny things that is happening in the ummah, even now the month of Ramadan, wallahi al-azim. He says, waqa fi qalbi, the thought occurred into my heart. If that is the iman of this person, then what is wrong with me? And he was a sahabi. He says, okay, no problem, in tariq, you're free to go, you can go and do your business. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he went behind the back of this person. A shepherd, brothers, this is when you love Allah. This is when you love His deen. This is when you're ready to sacrifice. He goes, he inquires about this shepherd. Without the knowledge of the shepherd, he went. He found out who's the master, who's the owner of this youngster. He goes to the owner and he says, أريد أن أشتري هذا الغلام منك. I want to buy this slave from you. I don't only want to buy him, I want to buy him and the flock of sheep. This entire herd, I want to buy that as well. Your entire stock. They agreed upon a price. Says, no problem, this is the price. You want the slave, you have to pay me this amount of money. And you can have him and the sheep that he's taking care of. They agreed. Dafa'a ilayhi thamana. He gives the amount that was required. He pays him what he wanted, brothers in Islam. He goes back to this slave. And he says that you taught me a lesson which I will never ever forget. But by Allah, that today I have bought you, but in return for the lesson that you taught me about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am giving you your freedom in this entire herd and flock of sheep that you are taking care of. وَهَذَا لَكَ إِذَا This is also to you. You can have this also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him his freedom, restored his freedom, his dignity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him rich instantly. And that was for asking one question. Ayn Allah, where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where is Allah in your life, O Muslim? Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your dealings, O Muslim? Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you suppress truth and support batil, O Muslim? Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan, O Muslim? The words of a slave interviewed by Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So many lessons taken from this one incident, and there's so many other things. This is the month of Ramadan. If you want to make islah of the entire year, you have to start here. You have to start at this point in this month. Otherwise, be of those people who Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala said, you will only desire one day of Ramadan after your demise. Because you don't value things while you have it. And ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat. A favor, a bounty, a blessing is only understood once it is taken away from you. Once your limbs are removed, then you realize the value of that. If you lose your eyesight, you realize the value of that. If you are kicked out of your home, you realize the value of that. So similarly, brothers, if this month is gone, you're going to regret. So make the best of this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our shortcomings, you know. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our good deeds. And may we become, see, people are becoming ambassadors of burning the glorious Quran. Let us the ummah show. And I want to send a clear message to him. And to any other would-be attackers of any Muslims out there. And be vigilant during this Ramadan at your masajid, especially during Salatul Taraweeh. The enemy, and we are at war, and we've been at war for thousands of years. You should understand that first. And I am sending a clear message to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes maaf, but we give a hiding. We give a hiding, yes. And I know they will be listening in. So if you are caught fighting or want to destroy or demolish any house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should know you will be met with the resistance from people who love death more than you like and love life yourself. Be vigilant, brothers, that be cautious and be careful. And if you come to Salah, then come with your weapon. There's no harm in that also. It is concealed within the framework of the law. There's a kufr law, you know. So we have to abide by that also sometimes. But always be ready and always be armed. Treat your life from now on as if it is in danger, because it is like that. وَمَا تَفِيكِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا